Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. It's Saturday. Wow, holy smoke. Saturday morning here in the Pacific Northwest. Hope everybody is rising to a happier day today. And had some breakfast already, maybe your coffee and such things. Glad that you're with us. And it's another day that we have to be thankful for. Another day that we made it through another night. So remember, I always say today is the whole today is your whole life. We have to approach the days like that. All right, lots of interesting things going on. A little bit of rants and raves from locals that I've been catching up on this morning. But before I do that, I would like to introduce our great co-host who's back after a night of rest, I'm hoping. Rhonda E., are you there?
How's it going?
Hey, how are you? Glad to hear your voice. It's going.
Oh, thank you.
Just starting the day with a little bit of this and a little bit of that. I have a couple of pet peeves that I'd like to talk about in a minute, but please go ahead and tell me a little bit about your day.
Well, it's just begun, so there's not really much to report this morning. Just waking up, got the dogs out, listened to a little bit of the rain. Now it looks like it's trying to clear out a little bit and getting the day started.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that because that's hopefully what a lot of our listeners are doing as well. Yeah, it's another day. Well, it's the big thing today is that just let everybody know that today is if you're inside and you have a little bit of time starting it, I think it starts at about 5 o'clock our time, and it's available on several different platforms. I think it's available for free on YouTube. Pardon me, if you have Prime Video or a few other things. There's a concert called the One World Together concert, which is something they've been planning for a while. It's kind of like, sort of the similar kind of concert that Live Aid was many years ago, and it's featuring a lot of different artists. I guess it was organized by Lady Gaga. But imagine this concert, which will be, I think it's 5 or 6 or 7 hours long. You got the Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, Lady Gaga, Elton John, Stevie Wonder, and the list goes on and on and on, doing concerts. It'll be interesting to see, Rondi, how they do it. I guess they'll all do it from their own homes, and especially bands. I'm wondering if the Rolling Stones are just going to be coming together via a Zoom, multi-camera kind of thing separately. But nevertheless, the whole idea of the concert is not only a concert, but it's a giant platform like with Live Aid and some of the other concerts, the We Are the World concerts, to raise money. Mostly for food. As you know, food is definitely a huge problem. And Rhonda, a subject that's really dear to your heart, in Kenya, they're having a really, really rough time because there's incredible outbreaks. This virus has hit them too. And if things were not already bad enough, food is a huge issue, huge issue. So hopefully this global citizen benefit concert today will be able to raise types of money and supplies that we need to take care of people's basic needs right now, which is just starvation in a lot of cases. So I hope that whoever's listening out there, you'll spend a little bit of time maybe watching a little bit of it and donate $5 or $10 or whatever you can do, because it is for a really good cause. And I'm usually not, one of those ones that really try to rally behind these big star, high profile people. But when they do things as great as that, just like Willie Nelson's Farm Aid a week ago, they raised quite a bit of money for the farmers. Anyway, so I wanted to mention that to everybody. And let's see. So, yeah, a couple other things. Rhonda E., what else is going on in your world?
Not a whole lot. Just getting stuff done. Got my garden boxes going
might have
yesterday.
Lost her. Oh, there she is. Okay. Sorry, you weren't there for a minute. I'm glad you're back. Oh, you got your garden boxes. How's that going?
Well, so far, so good. One day of rain, we'll see what happens. Don't have everything planted yet, but at least got the project started. So that's good.
Good.
So we'll see how that progresses. Yes, yes.
All right. Well, that'll be great. And speaking of garden boxes, a couple of good news that the Food Bank Network here in our community has gotten a grant that's come through from the Jack and Shirley McIntyre Foundation. That's going to help our community action in Skagit County provide a ton of food to all the local food banks who've been running kind of low. So Rondi's got the right idea. She's planting some stuff, which I'm sure she'll be able to raise some really good things and hopefully share it with some people as the season goes on. Very, very important. It's just locally, the economy, as far as growing things, is a little tricky. Like all the, of course, the biggest festival, the largest tulip festival in the world, and one of the big income providers for our county is the, tulip festival, which unfortunately has been put on hold. And its flower sales have kind of plummeted. It's canceled the festival. And there's hundreds of thousands of visitors who usually come every April that won't be here to support local merchandise and flowers and booths and that kind of stuff. I remember Rondi mentioning that in another broadcast, people who are driving through a little bit and trying to avoid the traffic situation. It's not as bad as it usually is, but to be able to get a gander at the flowers. And I guess if there's a way that you can order some bulbs or something like that to try to support this industry, which is just being hit like many other industries right now. And hopefully, people will come to the plate. And this year, it's sad because this year's harvest is just amazingly beautiful. It's one of the richest ones that we've had in a couple of years as far as the amount of flowers that have grown. So that's, do what you can do to support that. Another announcement is that it's crazy. There's going to be one of the first of two different drive-through testing sites available, and that's going to start in a couple of days. That's going to be at McIntyre Hall parking lot at Skagit Valley College, and that should be an incredible help for people who are not sure what's going on, have symptoms, or also just to be able to hopefully prevent the spread a little bit more. There's a lot of focus and stuff on testing right now, and the only way we're really going to get the real safety issue and the real numbers is that. So you can get more information about that by just getting in touch, on the web or whatever with Skagit County, and they're making announcements in that area. Anyway, so that's what I know so far about some of that. There's all kinds of news and all kinds of things going on. Also, there are certain parks, specifically in Seattle, that are going to actually open this weekend with the hopes that people will practice social distancing. And it'll give people a chance to get a little bit of fresh air out there. It makes me a little weary, so make sure if you're going out there that you're safe.
Yeah, make sure you do that. Make sure you're safe and still taking your precautions.
Yep, that's what needs to happen for sure. Go ahead. Remember, we have a 3-second delay there, Rondi. So, if you hear me, don't worry about it. Just keep talking.
Just make sure remind yourself that when you go out, it makes people feel really good to see each other supporting each other, in this unknown. Wearing masks and things like that, it's an abnormal thing for us, but just, to create that sense of peace and security and wellness for other people around you, it's really important. So it's really nice to see the community pulling forward in that.
Absolutely. Show your love by being careful with other people. One thing I read about today that was really... hearing a lot of noise and feedback. But one thing I heard today that was really, really kind of cool was in Seattle it's happening, I think in some other counties too, where people are doing some incredible drawings on their sidewalk or on the streets in front of their houses. Now, again, doing it with complete social distancing, but some pictures are coming through, and I'm just now inviting everybody here in the local Skagit Valley if you're inspired or the kids need something to do and you guys happen to have some colored chalk available, we'd love to see some pictures and some murals on your sidewalks or driveways or on the street in front of you. And I encourage people to start doing some artwork out there, making some messages and some statements via your drawing skills. And if that's, you know, happens, I'd love you to take a picture and send it to us at Chef Stuarto, C-H-E-F as in Frank, S as in Sam, T-U-A-R-T-O, at hotmail.com. And just take some pictures of your artwork and send it to us. We'd love to see it and share it with all our listeners and a lot of other people. I'm sure we'd get a lot out of it as well. So, Ronnie, you better pull out your chalk and get out there and start drawing today.
Yeah, I saw a lot of good stuff they're doing or whatever. They had one, too, where it's like you could take a piece of paper and take your feet and put your feet on the piece of paper and draw your feet down below and pretend like it's in the sand and then do a big, huge scenery of the sunshine above it. So you know how you see the drawings where they do the wine thing and they get together at the, what they call the sip and draw or whatever, sip and paint?
Yeah.
Well, this was kind of like a sip and paint, but they weren't advertising wine of sorts, but just having people put their feet on a really, you know, white piece of paper or whatever color paper, draw their feet on the sand and then put the sun or whatever art above it just for the fun.
Yeah, I like that idea. Listen, in all, you know, seriousness and everything that information is becoming through to how to take care of yourself during this lock-in, so to speak, is doing things that are creative, you know, like exercise your mind and your creativity and your talent, as well as try to take some walks. Walking is becoming something that's really, really important. And even if you have to walk by yourself, it wouldn't be a bad idea to try to walk around the block if you're out in the country. Take a walk down the trails or your driveway that you've always done a few times, you know, maybe put your headphones on and listen to a little music and get your body going. And it's the same thing with doing creative stuff. Just go out there and do a little drawing, do something that makes sense. A lot of people are expressing themselves in a lot of different ways. People are outside in the driveways banging pots and pans. People are playing music. They're having sing-alongs. And I think this is the only way that we can get out of the cabin fever frame of mind, especially with the weather being decent right now. I just encourage people to try to interact that way, you know. And if you know somebody that may be home by themselves and maybe they're not able to get out and you feel safe about it, you certainly can take a little walk or drive over to their house and stand outside and sing them a song and do something like that. Why not, you know? Just to get people's spirits motivated again. It's really, really important because I know a lot of us, we're over 35 days now almost into this whole thing, and it's hard. It's restlessness and, you know, just the same routine one day and 1 hour is going into the next. So it'd be really great to just be able to, you know, get out and do something for somebody else too, and get somebody, cheer them up, her up, whoever it may be. I think it's really important. And hopefully you're thinking in those terms, you know?
Exactly. Do whatever you can.
Yeah, to absolutely make people feel a little bit better. All right, I want to take a little break here because I want to play a piece of music for everybody. I thought it was incredible. I'm a big, huge Beach Boys fan. And, you know, I think, you know, sometimes actually over the last couple of days, you know, just besides spending some time, you know, doing chores, praying, of course, you know, reading different things, reading some scriptures, reading stories, all these different things. And I just had to have my little fix of Beatles or Beach Boys to just kind of give me some background music to just get me through the day. And those of you out there who are Journey fans, you know that Journey's a group that's had an amazing amount of hits. But then about 15 or some odd years ago, the lead singer, for a couple of different reasons, decided to leave the band. And his voice is the character of, you know, the whole group. And then they found Ariel Pineda from the Philippines who came in. And it was just like an amazing resemblance as far as his vocals. And he pretty much filled in the blanks for the band and touring. Now the band's in the process of breaking up, and that's a whole other story. But Steve Perry, a couple of years ago, you know, started, you know, coming back out in public. He really didn't do any music for a long time. And he released his first solo album in many, many years, about a year ago. And that was sort of a little bit as a result of he was with somebody for a period of time. He found like the love of his life. And sadly, within about a year and a half of them being together, she passed away of cancer. And so he channeled all his heartbreak and stuff into music and came up with a pretty decent album. And there's a couple of songs on it that were really good. But and you haven't really heard too much from him in the last 5 or 6 months. The album didn't, unfortunately, the way music business is right now, it didn't do that great. And it wasn't really, it was, you know, acclaimed by the critics, but it wasn't really something that ended up on the radio, which is too bad because his voice is so much of the soundtrack. Rondi, I don't know if you've heard this yet, but he released a track yesterday, as a lot of artists are doing. And he did a song that was, I mean, I didn't even think about it because I've been thinking about different songs that kind of have something to do with being, you know, going through this and being separated from your friends and family and that sort of thing. And it ended up that he decided to do an a cappella version of the Beach Boys song and Brian Wilson song called In My Room, which...
Yes,
at the
I
time
heard
that
it.
Came
yes,
out.
I did.
Have you heard it? Okay, great.
Yeah,
pretty
it was good.
Amazing. So, and I decided, in case a lot of our listeners didn't hear it, it's only a couple of minutes long, and I decided I'd like to play it right now while we all take a little bit of a breather. So let me play this for you. It's a beautiful thing. And before I play it, just use this time during the song maybe to shut your eyes a little bit and do a prayer if you have to. And just like send our love and our prayers out to number one, all the people sadly here have lost their lives through this virus, and also all the health workers and the people out there that are on the front lines trying to keep us safe and feeding us and everything. So here's 2 minutes and 50 seconds of maybe some background music to that, but this is very emotional. I really thought it was very special. Here it goes. Well, we goosebumps, huh?
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yep. Well, so, you know, people are thinking about each other. That's for sure. That is for sure. And thank you, Steve Perry, for that. There's so many incredible different songs that people have been doing, you know, solo versions, that it's just I think it's really important to just be able to take a few minutes when you can and listen to some people that we really love, not to mention the local artists. There's a whole group of local people here that some of you out there have heard and seen, that are doing little shows every day online too, and really, really special stuff. Gets us through for sure. So any new food ideas there, Rhonda E? Have you been eating anything interesting? I know you're kind of like a chef by trade, but you never call yourself that, but you are. And but have you thought about, it's true, have you thought about any interesting food ideas or anything that you're looking forward to? I certainly have a couple. What about you?
I've actually been thinking about coleslaw. It's kind of like I've been hungry for coleslaw. I don't know why. Like a good coleslaw recipe, you know? So that's been kind of on my brain.
All you
but
need
I like
is,
the
you know.
I like the coleslaw, but I like it added with chicken. In other words, not just coleslaw. So you like to add the chicken, and then you can put either a little bit of tangerine or cranberries or whatever, you know, and kind of spiff it up a bit. So, yeah, kind of like that. You know, I'm thinking kind of a coleslaw with a nice, you know, maybe a rotisserie chicken cut up, cooled down, put inside of it. You know, add some cranberries, maybe a little bit of mandarin oranges, that kind of thing, you know, maybe even, you know what even sounds good too, is some chopped up bacon inside of it as well, you know, mix it all up, you know, and you got a really good salad. Probably put half of the dressing you normally would, or don't make it too dressing-y, but you know, just, yeah, that's really sounding like something I'm hungry for today.
Yeah, sounds like a good one. I would definitely, you'll have to, next time somebody makes a store run, just grab that carrot, that cabbage. That's your basic component.
Yeah, there you go.
Carrots, you got that kind of stuff. And then a can of mandarin oranges or some dried cranberries or something, that would be really perfect. Your mayonnaise and all your other little things to fix it up. And this, I know you have chicken in the fridge, so you're getting close to having that.
What actually would be good in it, too, would be avocado.
Oh, avocado is good in everything. I've been
I would think avocado. Last
night it was interesting. There was somebody, a couple of people, but somebody had written to me. They wanted to know a good recommendation for fish and chips locally, you know, and people put up different, you know, ideas and stuff. And I wrote. This person says, well, you know, you can make it yourself. Oh my God, what a concept. And didn't hear anything, and all of a sudden I decided, you know what, I'm gonna send him or her a great recipe, and that's what I did. Sat there and just typed it out on my phone, and I got so much response from other people, not the person I sent it to, but all these other people that read it, thanking me and saying, oh, I can't wait to try it. So it sounds so simple, it sounds so delicious. And I added, speaking of avocados, you know, one of the toppings on it, you know, on a good taco, I said, just chunk up your avocado, chunk up tomato, chop some cilantro, a little bit of diced onion, salt and pepper, a little bit of lime juice, and toss that around and use that as a topping. And oh my God, people go, oh my gosh, I never thought of that before. And I was like, really? It's so simple. But, you know, rather than just do the guacamole concept, you know, just make it a little chunky and a little, you know, that would be really good too. But yeah, people gave me a bunch of feedback. It was three or four people that gave me feedback. That was pretty cool. And hopefully somebody will be eating that stuff today. Now, that wasn't to take away from any of the business out there. But, one of the things I wanted to say also is I wanted to give a hello and a thank you to the people at the local farmers market who were out there. They worked all week to try to get a system set up so people could call in, order what they wanted, and then set up pickup points in the parking lot. Like, literally, ever been in the gym class where everybody has their spot, which is like, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 feet away from each other with a number on it, and that's where you sit and do your gym class? Well, they did the same thing. They set it up in a parking lot. Everything is numbered, and people will just walk, you know, just like you're in the market, 6 or 8 feet apart, one at a time, and pick up your packages. Well, we have some local person, again, who I'm not going to mention their name, which, but I'm so tempted to, because these people are always complaining about stuff. I mean, and, you know, I mean, they're always turning something positive into some kind of complaint. And, you know, finally people are, I'm glad to hear that people are, you know, telling them. So this person was really thinking that it was just such a hassle because why can't they just put all this stuff out on the tables like they always do? It's such a waste of time. She's just going on and on. And this person's significant partner is also one of those sort of loudmouth people on Facebook that kind of puts all these people down, and hopefully people are blocking them both. And she got a response, so many people with love, just to say, listen, take a deep breath. This is for safety, and especially from the farmer's market. One of the vendors there just wrote back, and kind as heck, I mean, much kinder than I think I would have been, because I thought it was such a slap in the face. These people are going out there and doing such great things, especially for seniors. And this person just thought it was such a interfering in their complete ability to go into the farmer's market. And so they decided they were going to drive to another part of the county to go to that farmer's market, only to get a text back immediately from the head of that farmer's market, say, well, you might want to think about driving all the way down here because we're doing the exact same thing. Anyway, I guess my point is that let's say thank you to the people in the grocery stores and in the farmer's markets that are trying to provide some kind of normalcy, especially bags and bags of fresh produce and foods for seniors who don't have the money and don't have the ability to get all over the place. And these people who are constantly criticizing other people for doing things online, which I've seen like daily they do, why don't you take a deep breath and remember fellowship, remember God, remember being nice to your neighbor, because it is really disheartening that people don't have enough time on their hands to try to be nice to other people. Sorry, Rhonda, I had to get that out.
No, I agree. I think, you know, it's like I was just thinking while you were talking just now. I'm just thinking, why are people complaining? You know, why are people being negative Millies? Isn't this whole epidemic thing been bad enough that we have to have, you know, attitude and no gratitude? Didn't we talk about gratitude at the beginning? Did we somehow, you know, slide past Easter and decided to go back to attitude? We can't forget from where we started and where we're at now and just all of a sudden become, you know, changing our perspective. Nothing has changed in what's happening outside of hopefully us coming together to make sure that we're doing and making a difference for lives. That's what counts.
Right.
But we need to have,
you're so right.
we have to have sincere care for those that are in the workforce, even right now, people that are doing whatever it may be. We're all going through a hard time. Everybody's going through something different. Nobody is a fly on anybody's wall. But what we can do is we can extend our hand, our attitude with gratitude, compassion, kindness, and working together and showing people that, you know, we are a people that care generally for each other. And put your differences aside, put your whatever's aside, and do your part. You know, I mean, that's my feeling on it. You know, we always want to remember that not only do we want to be loved, but we want to remind other people that they are loved too. Any way we can get that out there is in perspective of how we show it in action, not just our words, but in our action, people will see love in its true form.
God bless you, Rhonda. Thank you. And amen to that. All right, nobody could have done it better than you just now. Thank you for wrapping it up like that, because it gets this guy's dander up. All right, we got 60 seconds left of this broadcast. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll be back tonight with more of the show. Got a couple of people that says, your show's too short, it should be longer. Well, I'm going to work on that this week and see if maybe we'll go an hour in the morning, an hour at night. I have a list of things, and I know Ron E does too, of things that we still want to talk about. Thank you for caring enough to suggest that maybe we do that. All right. Chef Stuarto at hotmail.com. CHEF is in Frank. S is in Sam. TUARTO at hotmail.com. Write Ron E and myself right there and give us some more ideas. Ron E, thank you. I'm going to click that music on and we'll talk in a little bit. Thank you for being here, Rhonda E. She must be gone.